يشفع الأذان ويوتر الإقامة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام تلوشي قل أو مصرين عصرين أو نبينا. Respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, every hukam, every commandment, every injunction in the Islamic Sharia is based on a very strong foundation. Even if something is classified as nafal in Sharia, even that nafal carries great weight. If something is sunnat in muqadda, then it is stronger than nafal. Wajib and farz, Allahu Akbar, they are very, very important aspects in the Islamic Sharia. Reason being that in the previous scriptures, all the commandments, all the ahkam, the laws, were prescribed to the community for only a specific period of time. Once a messenger was appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that entire sharia was cancelled, abrogated. When Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam came, the scriptures before him, Allahu Akbar, were cancelled. When Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam came, the scriptures before Isa alayhi salatu wa salam were cancelled. And in the case of Rahmatulil Alameen, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sharia of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can never be abrogated, will never be cancelled. It can't be obsolete. It hasn't got a date of expiry. In fact, the law, the sharia law, will take us all the way to the last hour. Even in Jannah, it is the sharia, the ahkamat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the tartib of the Quran and Sunnah. Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam is the last messenger. One cannot even conceive. In fact, from the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no man has had that power to openly declare, like how the prophets have declared, that ana rasulullah, that I am the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of people have came in our time, for an example, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. Some of his followers do say that he has categorically said that I am Nabi Rasul. But in the beginning, he was saying, no, I am a Zilli Saya, Zilli Prophet. I am only here to revive the Sharia. It was very difficult for him also to admit. But slowly, 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 when Shaitan walks being, then he becomes Gumrah. And he says, he utters words that will make him a kafir. But for someone like Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, clearly saying to the people, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تُفْلِحُونَ, say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ and you will get salvation. You will get salvation. That tartib is found in no other human being. The Quran is the last testament. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger. Even in the second coming of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will come as a ummati. As a ummati. He's a Nabi, no doubt. But when he comes back, he will be the ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be the subject of the sharia. He will perform 5 times a day salat. Namaz will be farz on him. He will do hajj. He will fast in the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will also read the Quran. He will read nawafil. He will make the tasbihat. Everything that is applicable to us will apply to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam also. No doubt he is a great person. Allah ke Rasool hai. But when he comes back, he will be the ummati. And because of that, all the laws in Islam are very, very strong. The foundation of it is very, very strong. It is there to suffice all the types of people, all the types of people. Subhanallah al-Azim. And one of the great ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this ummah is the tartib of dawah, a system that Allah has given exclusively to this ummah only. Ye tartib Allah ne kisi aur ko nahi di. Exclusively for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most powerful medium of promoting Islam, of promoting Tawheed, Allah has blessed with this ummah. And no other religion, no denomination can even compare their system with the system that Allah has given us. And that system is the system of Adhan. What is it? Adhan. A very powerful weapon. A very powerful weapon to promote Islam and to propagate Islam. Adhan in the Arabic language means to give information, to inform someone about something. وَأَذَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِلَى النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْحَجِّ الْأَكْبَرِ Allah says in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ O believers, when the muazzin gives azan for salat, مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ for salatul jumu'ah, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Close all your shops. Close all your... In another ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ Whose speech is better than that person's speech who invites people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أَحْسَنِ قَوْلْ Allah ne kai, أَحْسَنُ قَوْلْ The best of speeches, the best kalam. Allama Baghawi rahmatullah alayhi in his tafsir has said that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha has said that this ayat kareema specifically means for those muazzin, the people who call out the beautiful words of adhan, and it is here for the fazilat of adhan and the muazzin. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا That for 5 times a day the muazzin invites not just the Muslims but everyone. حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ A lot of people make mistakes. حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ What do they say? Absolutely wrong. That is why when you give azan, it's very, very important to make sure that you know the words correctly. What is it? You make the azan in the right way. That is very important. So it's not حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ It is حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ And this tartib is very, very important. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there were some people, وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ There were some people in Medina, everyone were there. And when they would hear that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and give adhan, they would mock and make a mockery and fun out of the words of the adhan. I remember, was it a few months ago, I think before the month of Ramadan, it was Asr Salat, when the muazzin was giving the adhan, and during the light hours, the adhan words go out, and it reaches, mashallah, the words of the adhan go very far, mashallah, when there's no traffic. So, there was a group of people, young people, and when the muazzin was giving azan, again they were mocking with the words of azan. Mocking with the words of azan. Allahu Akbar, you know, they have the freedom to do that. Mocking with the words of azan. So we had this Christian in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the muazzin would say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, then this Christian would say that Qad harak al-kazib. The Shaykh Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi in his tafsir Bayanul Quran has mentioned this. And out of enmity and anger, he would say, may the one who is a liar burn all the time. where the one who is a liar burn all the time. Because the Muazzin is testifying, Ashhadu Anna Muhammad, I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one thing we have to remember, when we make the translation of the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, the translation of Muhammadur Rasulullah should be that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's final messenger. What is it? That is the most complete translation. Kya hai? I'm not saying it's wrong just to say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger. That's fine. But a better translation would be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's final messenger. That is a complete translation of the kalima, the tawheed. So he would say, Qad haraka al-kazib. Every time the muazzin would say, Ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah, he would say, may the one who is a liar burn all the time, out of gussa. And you get a lot of people who don't like the Muslims. You know, someone just gave me this article. Hamare chacha hai, wo post office mein wahan kaam karte the. So he gave me this article and I was very shocked to hear this. It's an article on Your Voice, on the subject of Islam, just here. And he says that I was upset about what was written about Islam in the latest edition of Voice. You have given too much credit and respect to this corrupt religion. Islam does not mean peace. It does not bring peace. Islam is a sick and defiled. Islam is sick and defiled. Allah is an evil spirit. Have you ever wondered why Afghanistan and other Muslim countries are really poor countries? It is because they are all cursed and far away from God Almighty. All Muslims are under the condemnation for their faith. Only a tiny percentage have repented and become true Christians. You know, what has Christianity got to offer us, brothers? Allahu Akbar. So only a tiny percentage have become Christians. And I don't know who this brother is. He says, I don't refer to Catholics or the Church of England either. So he's not a Catholic and he doesn't belong to the Church of England. I think you are too intellectual and ignorant about the truth of Islam. You must not respect sin. You must not respect sin. So, subhanallah al-azim. You get all sorts of weird people in this world. Allahu Akbar, bolne de. They want to speak. But the least what we could do is when we read articles like this, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the power. We live in a free democracy, in a free country, subhanallah. And we should take the initiative, the time out, and answer to them, show them, give them guidance, you know. And subhanallah, don't just read it, and that's it, reserve yourself, fine. Oh, astaghfirullah, very bad article. No, take time out. Take time out. This is what the Jewish community does. If in the newspaper one talks about pro-Palestinian affairs, then straight away the newspaper is inundated with Allahu Akbar pro-Jewish movements, and they will go against all the letters. It's a system, it's a puri tarteeb. And subhanallah, how many Muslims are there in the world? So Allah has given us that opportunity. We are living in a free democracy. We have the right to practice and to protect our religion. So alhamdulillah, Islam does not say take your sword out and that's it. Go on a rampage to finish off everyone. No, astaghfirullah. Muslims are not like that. Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah. You know, fight with them in the way they approach you. So if they write an article back explaining to them, no, what you have said is wrong. You are wrong. Islam is a peaceful religion, and continue to do that. And this is the tarteeb. So there was a Christian in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the muazzin would say, Qad harak, ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, he would say, Qad harak al-kazib, in the Arabic language, that may the one who is the great liar, burn. So he was saying, the Muazzin is wrong, the Muslims are wrong, everyone is wrong. So you can't say, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. What happened to him, Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah alayhi said in the tafsir, that one day in the night he was sleeping, fast asleep with his family and children. There was a young boy working for him. He woke up in the night, and because it was dark, he lit this torch of fire. And a little fleak of the flame fell down on the ground. And because of that flame, Allahu Akbar, the entire house got burnt. The entire house got burnt, the Christian got burnt, his family got burnt, everyone died because of his words. Kad harakal kazib. So he was actually giving baddua to himself. He was giving baddua to himself. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who is the liar? May he burn. So he was giving baddua to himself, and that is exactly what happened to him. Allahu Akbar. So Azan holds this great status. It's a powerful, powerful weapon. Extremely powerful. And I'll give you an explanation of how powerful Azan is. Azan is Azan, incredible medium for the proclamation of Tawheed. The biggest Muslim country is Indonesia, 180 million inhabitants living there. If the Muazzin starts off the Azan in Indonesia, some of the cities there, it's all islands. How do you pronounce that? Syllabus? Kya hai? Indonesia ki country, if anybody's been there? Syllabus? Syllabus means something else. That is also not jaiz, is it? If the Muazzin gives Azan at 5:30 a.m., thousands of Muazzins in eastern Indonesia commence proclaiming the Tawheed. Azan starts in Indonesia at what time? 5:30. There is two provinces, the eastern province and the western province. Once it starts on the eastern side, eastern Indonesia, after that it starts in the western province of Indonesia. From eastern Indonesia you go to the western part of Indonesia, you start at Jakarta. After 1.5 hours covering western islands, when Azan ends in Indonesia, it has already started in Malaysia. Kitni pyari tartib hai. When Azan ends in Indonesia, it starts in, look at that cycle, look at the hikmah, look at the tartib. No church bells or anything of the sort, subhanallah, can rival this system. That is why, imagine, salatu was salam to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 24 hours, every second, there is someone sending durood to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only at the time when the Imams of Haram, Masjid-e-Nabwi, all of you pray in Masjid-e-Nabwi, don't you? Is someone here who doesn't pray behind the Imam of Madina Munawara? Aisa to koi nahi hai. Everyone prays there. Alhamdulillah. Because you get some people who boast, I was in Sainsbury's, ke kahan tha main waha. So he saw me and he goes, Maulana, Maulana, Maulana. I said, Zee, kya hua? I don't pray behind the Imam of Masjid and Abu. Yeah. I said to him, I pray behind the Imam. Tum na paro to mera kya le jaa. You know, what am I losing out in? My duty as an Imam is to preach. The dentist has told you, look, your teeth, there's something wrong, you need fillings or whatever you need. The doctor tells you, this is your problem. He says, no, Maulana Muhammad, I don't pray behind the Imam of Masjid and Abu. I said, Allahu Akbar, that is up to you. I pray behind the Imam of Masjid Nabawi, Alhamdulillah. Not even a fly could sit on the body part of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you think enemies of the Prophet have taken charge of the Musalla of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? For 50, 60 years, enemies of the Prophet are ruling the Musalla of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you are stopping the Ummah from praying. You'd rather pray in a 5-star hotel than in Masjid-e-Nabawi? Is that Islam, Professor Sir? Is this what you call Islam? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So all of us, we pray, isn't it? Alhamdulillah. So when the azan ends in Indonesia, mashallah, the Malaysians have woken up. And Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And thousands of muazzin in Indonesia. Thousands. After Malaysia, azan finishes in Malaysia, Burma is next in line. Subhanallah. Look at the tartib. When the muazzin finish azan in Burma, the azan starts in Dhaka. Where is Dhaka? Bangladesh. A lot of magic in Bangladesh. Allahu Akbar. So when you go to Bangladesh, make sure you take a taweez from me. So, it's famously known for Bangladesh. No offense to anyone, but the azan starts in Dhaka. No sooner the azan ends in Bangladesh, it has started in the western Indian province from Calcutta to Srinagar. Azan is? Look at that quick sweep. 55, 56 Muslim countries, not Islamic countries, because today we haven't got, there is no Islamic country. There is no Islamic country. They are only Muslim countries, no Islamic countries in the world today. So in Western India, from Calcutta to Srinagar, and then it advances to Bombay, because India is very, very big. From Bombay, the entire environment of India resounds with the proclamation of Fajr Azan. Then Fajr Azan is also heard in Pakistan. Azan starts in Pakistan and also Afghanistan. From Afghanistan, Muscat. From Muscat to Baghdad. A cycle. Puri tartib azan, azan, azan. And it goes all the way. You can go all the way to America from east to west, north to south. Cover it. Subhanallah. From Baghdad to Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara, then Yemen, then Kuwait. Then azan continues. We are touching now the African tip from Indonesia. Then azan continues in Syria, Egypt, Somalia, Sudan, and even Turkey. Turkey falls in the same line. Then the whole of Africa. Pure Africa ke andar azan goonj rahi hai. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Prior to the azan reaching the shores of the Atlantic, the process of Zohar has already started in eastern Indonesia. By the time the tartib of Fajr Azan ends in the Atlantic, the Indonesians are prepared for Zohar Azan. Kitni behtareen tartib. Kitni bari ni'mat. What a powerful system, this powerful weapon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. That is why we must all be ambitious to take Musa bhai's job away from him. Musa bhai, don't get worried. You have to be punctual for that. Lekin kam az kam, we must make that intention that inshallah once in our lives, if you have a beard, Umar Yusuf Ludhianvi marhum in his fatawa has said that because azan is part of salat, because azan is part of salat, and for an imam to have a beard is very important. So even for a muazzin to have a beard is very, very important, because that has been the great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all the companions had a beard. So it is very important. It is makruh tahrimi to give azan without a beard. So it's important. And if you know the words, mashallah, the platform is there. If you want to give azan, at least once you should in your lifetime. And varna, kam az kam, at least have the intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you because of your intentions. Inshallah, one day in our lives, we should all become muazzin, even for that one salat. Do you understand the cycle, my brothers? Kitni behtareen tartib hai. So when one cycle of Fajr Salat reaches the Atlantic, the muazzin starts Zohar Azan already back to Indonesia. And this system continues. These waves of rahmat continue and continue, never ending. how did Azan start? In the early stages of Islam, upon the Ummah only two namaz were farz, Fajr and Asr. When Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given that personal invitation to come and make ziyarat of the celestial heavens, Asmano ki ziyarat ki jaye, Nurani makhluk, what we know as Mi'raj. When Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went for Mi'raj, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave him the gift, hadiya, of five salat, and namaz became farz in the heavens. When Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came back with salat, there was no specific tarteeb of reminding the musallis, the muqtadis, of the time of salat. The companions had experienced the tajrub, they had tajruba. They would see that now it is Zuhr salat, they would go and gather in the masjid. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would lead the salat. It's time for Asr, they would go back and gather in the masjid. Otherwise there was one person appointed and he would say, As-salat, 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 it is time for salat. So all of them would gather. But no tarteeb, no specific sign to remind all the brothers that namaz will start in 15 minutes or 20 minutes. So Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took mashwara from the companions. Some of the companions even said that, Ya Rasulullah, why don't we have someone lighting up fire, burning fire on the top of a hill or a mountain somewhere, so everybody can see that, and once the fire is burning, we will understand that it is time for salat. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, this is the tarteeb of the Majusi. Majusi are the Parsis who worship fire. The companions gave mashwira, لَوِدْ تَخَذْنَا نَاقُوسًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Naqus in the Arabic language, today the closest meaning perhaps to naqus would be like a church bell. In the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was something that would rattle in the middle like a rattler, bahut awaz kare, and that would be like a bell today, like a church bell. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam refused. He said, no, we should not even use naqus, because that is ذَلِكَ لِلْنَصَارَى, that is the tarteeb of the Christians. And the companion says, what about bawqan or buqan? And Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, that is the tarteeb of the Yahud. In the English dictionary, the translation of bawqan is done as a trumpet. Kya hai? Trumpet. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam rejected every mashwira. It is said that one of the companions, whose name is Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zaid radiallahu ta'ala, when he went to sleep, he saw a dream. In his dream, there was someone with a naqus, with like a church bell. Not a church bell, a bell. Church bell to ye, because the Christian used that. A bell in the dream someone was carrying. So that Abdullah ibn Zaid radiallahu ta'ala said to him, أَتَبِعُ النَّاقُوسِ, will you sell that to me? So that person in his dream said to him, وَمَا تَصْنَعُ بِهِ, what will you do with this bell? فَقُلْتُ, in his dream he is saying, نَدْعُو بِهِ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, with this I will invite and call all the companions to salat for namaz. MashaAllah, abhi bahut jaldi bole humne. No, it's not going to be mashaAllah just yet. The climax is even better than that. أَفَلَا أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى مَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّن ذَلِكَ. We have to say mashaAllah here now. The person in the dream said to him, shall I not guide you to a system even better than what you are suggesting to me, than naqus? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zaid radiallahu ta'ala, and in his dream, he says, bala, why not, tell me? And he said, taqul, say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, hayya ala falah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. So this azan, the words of the azan, were explained to him in his dream, a companion, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zaid. Some of the fuqaha and the muhaddiseen have said that this hukam of azan was shown to the companions, and the companions are the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, reminding the ummat of their responsibility, that the greatest responsibility on the shoulders of the ummat is to promote and propagate Islam. What is it? To promote and propagate Islam. That is our duty. And already some of the muhaddiseen have said, whilst Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zayd, when he saw this dream, Hazrat Jibreel Amin already came to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the exact words of the Adhan. And after the words of Adhan, it says that ثُمَّ اسْتَأْخَرَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ, he stopped for a bit and he said in his dream to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zayd, ثُمَّ تَقُولْ إِذَا أَقَمْتَ الصَّلَاةِ, and when you stand up for salat, say Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah, Hayya ala al-falah, Qad qamat al-salah, Qad qamat al-salah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. So the only difference between adhan and iqamat is the word Qad qamat al-salah, Qad qamat al-salah. A lot of us, we miss out from the great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the muazzin says, Qad qamat al-salah, what does he say? Qad qamat al-salah. The companions say that, Anna Bilalan akhada fil iqama, when Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an would do iqamat, falamma qal, when he would say, Qad qamat al-salah, when Hazrat Bilal would say, Qad qamat al-salah, qala al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Aab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Aqamaha Allahu wa adamaha. What would he say? Aqamaha Allahu wa adamaha. How many words is it? Three words. But how many people practice the sunnah of Huzur alayhi salam? We are missing out from this beautiful sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you hear the muazzin give iqamat, and another masla is that preferably it is better for the same person to give iqamat who has done the adhan. Now this is not a fatwa I'm giving you that is not jais. I'm saying it is better. Because in some occasion it is said in the hadith that there was another person who did adhan and Hazrat Bilal stood up for iqamat. So Aab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed out to him, he says, Bilal, no, the person who did adhan, let him do the iqamat. But preferably that is better. Take commission from the person who is the muazzin all the time. So inshallah we make amal in this sunnah. Aqamahullahu wa adamaha. Bole? Aqamahullahu wa adamaha. Great sunnah. Aab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always utter these words. After the dream when Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala and woke up, He says, when I woke up early in the morning, ataytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fa akhbartuhu ma ra'aytu, and I told him of the dream that I saw. He said to me, innaha la ru'ya haqqun, insha'allahu ta'ala, verily this dream is a true dream from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, faqum ya Bilal fa alqi alayhi ma ra'ayta fal yu'azzin bi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zayd was told, commanded to teach the exact words to Hazrat Bilal. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala and had, mashallah, that loud voice, beautiful words, beautiful voice he had. And when he gave azan, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala and was in his house at that time. Subhanallah, you can never miss Hazrat Umar anywhere. Can you miss Hazrat Umar Farooq? Subhanallah. When Allah gives hidayat, He gives hidayat. When Allah gives hidayat, Allah gives hidayat. Subhanallah. There was someone, a convert, who was a Hindu, and that person was talking to me and saying that I was a person that from a very young age, I was brainwashed to hate the Muslims. I used to hate the Muslims. Every time I see a Muslim, in front of me, naturally, this is how I was brainwashed. Early indoctrination. Musalman aaye to I used to hate them. And that person says, today Allahu Akbar, Allah has given me hidayat. And I love Islam. I love Islam. And I can die for Islam. For me, everything is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can change someone within seconds. وہی عمر فاروق تھے جنہوں نے تلوار نکالی. When he unsheathed the sword with the intention, معاذ اللہ, to assassinate who? حضرت نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And what a transformation! Hazrat Umar Farooq is given guidance, hidayat, and subhanallah, what a great personality he is in the Islamic history. So when Hazrat Bilal gave azan, Hazrat Umar Farooq was resting in his house and he heard the words of Hazrat Bilal. He quickly put a chadar on top of him. Chadar, they would wear chadar, not kurta like that. Oh, ihram bandhta hai na is tarike se. Faqumtu فَخَرَجَ يَجُرُّ رِدَاهُ. حضرت عمر فاروق got out from his house pulling his chadar close to him. MashaAllah, he had that physique, putting it on top of him. وَيَقُولُ, and he came rushing to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ. SubhanAllah, what love they had for Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How they would approach and title Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I take an oath by the name of that Lord who has sent you with the truth. I have taken oath by the name of that Lord who has sent you with the truth, that I saw the exact dream which Abdullah ibn Zaid saw. You can never miss out Hazrat Umar Farooq. What a pious man he was, what a great companion he was. Not to forget, second to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Second to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Great companion, great Khalifa. And he says, I saw the exact dream. And in another hadith, he said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dream that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zayd is relating to you, I saw that dream 20 days before Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zayd. 20 days before Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zayd. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, then why didn't you inform me? And he says, Ya Rasulullah, Abdullah ibn Zayd has taken his number. Abdullah ibn Zayd has taken his number. I was too slow to approach you. I didn't make the right decision. I wanted you to make the decision. Subhanallah al-Azim. And when Hazrat Umar Farooq said that to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. And this is the beginning, the inception of Azan. This is how the tarteeb of Azan started. Subhanallah al-Azim. And from that period of time till today, Alhamdulillah, in every way, in all the Muslim countries, it is sunnate muakkada. What is it? Sunnate muakkada, to give azan. That is why it is also nice to give azan when you are traveling all alone. Not like Allahu Akbar in, I told you, some of our Tablighi brothers, they went to Mongolia. Mongolia, hai na? They went to Mongolia, and in the airport there, the Amir Sahib said to another person that give azan, and the azan was given and all the police people came, what is happening here, all of them came, bichara jamaat ke saathi se, patloon, izar to inki, mashallah, takhno ke upar hoti hai, pious people, these people, they go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their effort. But when you go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must also not isolate your mind. You must not just think that what we are doing is right and what everybody else is doing is wrong. Allahu Akbar, then the barakat goes out. That goes for every individual. Even me as an alim, I can't say what I am doing is right. Jo main kar raha hoon wo sahi. No. Allahu Akbar. When someone gives you dawat, there is a variety, and the host will like it if you eat from everything that he is presenting to you. That is the tartib. So you don't just pick one item and say, bas ji ji alhamdulillah, maine to aapki paki hui biryani kha li, jazakallah. You don't do that. So Islam is not a cup of water. Islam is not a cup of water. Islam is an ocean. A lot of people are doing the work of da'wah. A lot of people are doing the work of da'wah, and we have to respect them. People are doing da'wah through books, through pen, through the internet, through the computer, through the hospitals, through the prisons, through Allahu Akbar. A lot of ways, different ways. Alhamdulillah, the people who do the work of Jamaat, Tabligh, Dawat, Alhamdulillah, that is also khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them barakat and give them the sincerity. And may we all have the respect of all the scholars in the world. all the scholars. So baat ye chal rahi thi, so when the Jamaat Saathis went there, this great police officer came out and he said that, Allahu Akbar, this is the topi that I want to present to the leader, whoever is here. And the Amir Sahib said that, I am the Amir here. He says, put this topi on top of me. I remember my forefathers giving azan in our house, and my forefathers were Muslims, but I am not a Muslim, but today I want to take shahada on your hands. Today I want to take shahada on your hands, because the words of the azan have reminded me of my past. When the Muazzin said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We don't want to do that at Heathrow Airport at Terminal 3. Stand up and say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. No. There is hikmah and tarteeb to everything. But these are cases. So mashallah, I heard that just in one area, if I am not mistaken, a great number of people converted to Islam. Approximately 400 people. 400 people embrace Islam. So alhamdulillah, there is khair and barakat also in this work. We should, mashallah, support every good cause that is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So adhan is a great ni'mah. The thing what we have to learn is the adab of adhan. Even for the mothers and sisters listening at home nowadays, mashallah, adhan, the words of adhan can be heard in the receiver. So if the muazzin is calling out for adhan, make sure the TV is switched off. First of all, TV is not jaiz. Films is not jaiz anyway. But at least, for that period of time, make sure the TV is switched off. MashaAllah, you get some ladies that when the muazzin is saying azan, they even put scarves on. They even put scarves on. The old ladies, even if you go to India, Pakistan, MashaAllah, they had that taqwa. They would respect the muazzin. And we are not just meant to hear the muazzin recite the words of the azan. The tarteeb is Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said, and this, the narration is by Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab. His Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Mu'azzinu idha qal Allahu Akbar Allahu Akbar, and the Mu'azzin says Allahu Akbar Allahu Akbar, repeat the same words after him. Inshallah, 5 minutes mein baat khatam karta hu. The only difference is, when the Mu'azzin says, Hayya ala salah, what are we to say? La hawla wala quwwat illa billah. And after that, the same words have to be repeated. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who utters the words of the azan min qalbihi, with sincerity from the bottom of his heart, dakhal al jannah, surely that person will enter jannah. Kitni uchi baat. So all we have to do is just, mashallah, hear the words of the azan, respect the words of the azan, and follow him, follow the words, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with jannah. After the adhan, the famous dua. There are a lot of duas, but one famous dua which is even taught in the madrasa. Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah is the narrator. He says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Man qala hina yasma'u nida, when you hear the muazzin give azan, when he finishes azan, the dua you should make, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'watit تامتي والصلاة القائمة آتي محمدا الوسيلة الفضيلة وبعث مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. A beautiful dua. All we have to do is, mashallah, if you're going to tell me, Mawlana, write this dua for me, it will take a long time. Okay? So all we have to do is, mashallah, go to an Islamic bookshop and get a kitab in English which has all the masnoon dua, and take time out to learn the dua. That is the sunnah. You hear the Mawlana saying, sunnato par amal karo, sunnato par amal karo. What does it mean? What do you mean, sunnato amal karo? What we know today, sunnat is only one sunnah, that is beard, unfortunately. What we picture sunnah to be, it's a big sunnah, but we picture sunnah is just amama, beard and one miswak. No. Everything, there is sunnah in everything. Everything. And this is a great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you read this dua, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to him, Hallat lahu shafa'ati. This dua will give access to my shafa'at for him on the day of Qiyamah. I will intercede for him on the day of Qiyamah. This is two adabs we have to learn. The third adab we have to learn is the period of time between adhan and iqamat. Adhan and iqama. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, and he's the narrator, he says, qala rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yuraddu du'a'u bayna al-azani wal-iqama, the du'a made between azan and iqamat is always accepted. The du'a between azan and iqamat. So when the muazzin gives azan, pray your sunnat, after that 1 or 2 minutes that is left, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the iqamat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that dua. Another hadith, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, sa'atani tuftahu fihima abwabu samai wa qalla da'in turaddu alayhi da'watuhu hadratun nidabi salat wa safu fi sabilillah. The doors of the heavens open up on two occasions. Very rarely the dua goes unaccepted. Very rarely the dua goes unaccepted. Do waqt aise hai ke asman ke darwaze khulte hain. One, hazratun nida'i bis salat, when the muazzin gives azan, when the muazzin gives azan for salat, at that time make dua, and wasaffu fi sabilillah, at the time when the mujahideen are making saf for jihad. Even the mujahid who make dua at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that dua. Another masla is that in Fajr Salat, with exception to the Fajr Azan, after Hayya Ala Al-Falah, what do you read, Musa bhai? You do read it, ne? Always.